So I just had the most amazing weekend. I went to Cowes Week, which is a kind of boating yachting festival on the Isle of Wight, just off the coast of England. And in the summertime, there's a couple of weeks in which they have this big celebration where all the yachts people from around the world come and play. And in particular, a lot of businesses go there to entertain clients and have fun. So you kind of sail during the day and in the evening. You can go out, you can have drinks, you have meals, and it's just a lot of fun and a very pleasant experience. And it's a wonderful day for me because the whole week we had a really bad weather. Like when you've been kind of wound up by just how just nothing seems to be going right. It's the middle of summer and it's raining, and everyone's kind of getting a bit annoyed. And I'm particularly annoyed because friends of mine were taking me sailing during Cowes Week, and I thought, well, what if the weather stays this way? Anyway, so the Saturday turns up, and it's a beautiful day. I wake up maybe 6 o'clock in the morning to give me time to like drive down to the harbour, and it is just the most beautiful, glorious day you can imagine. The sun is shining and it's warm, and I instantly know it's going to be just one of those days where everything just seems to go right. I'm driving down the road and already getting to that automatic pattern where my hands just know what they're doing, and I know the way that I need to go because I don't even have to think about it. All I can do is allow my attention to drift across the road, the odd car that happens to be there, and to just enjoy the sunshine, which I haven't seen for such a long, long time. And whilst I'm driving comfortably, peacefully, with all my attention focused on the road, the direction I'm heading in, I'm beginning to feel that this is going to be just one of those wonderful experiences that I'm going to end up sharing with all of my friends. And sure enough, when I get to the harbour, there is our yacht and my friends, and it's still a sunny day. And we get into the yacht and the sail is unfurled and we glide off over towards the sunshine. And I can't begin to describe just how wonderful it feels to hear the soothing sound of the water lapping against the hull of the boat. The sound of a gentle breeze against taut canvas, pushing the boat along. And of course, from time to time, the wind just disappeared and everything went completely calm. The ocean was flat like a mirror, calm, unbroken surface of the water. And the people in the boat just began to relax and enjoy the sunshine. Some of them even closed their eyes to feel the warmth of the sun against their skin. I said to myself, it's so good to enjoy that sunshine against your skin. Can you feel the coolness of that breeze? Not too cold. And I felt myself continuing to relax more and more fully. Now, as you enjoy that experience and really learn about conversational hypnosis, you can discover there are so many things you can do naturally when you allow your unconscious mind to do all the work for a change. And you can sit there and enjoy this experience whilst your unconscious mind enjoys learning. Because much like sailing, learning new things can be a greatly an enjoyable task. And just because it's effort doesn't mean it can't be fun. So as you become more and more ready to enjoy your own fun, your own way of enjoying conversational hypnosis in the outside world and the things that you do, so you can find yourself coming back with a renewed sense of excitement about the things that you're learning and getting to grips with. Because the more you enjoy the process of learning conversational hypnosis, the better you'll become at it. You'll start doing it with everyone all around you, and suddenly you'll realize that you're a hell of a lot better at this than you thought you were.